This is not no.
No.
Well, I guess. Jeez.
Wachow!
Wachow!
Wachow! It's like a kick in the bollocks.
It's like a kick in the nuts.
It's like a kick in the nuts.
Wachow! It's like a kick in the Dragon Ball.
My name is Hagang, and it's Wachow, and I don't know why I have Masako since he's in the chat, but whatever! Today we're joined by Chris Cooperfer and I, OC!
Mustaches!
Dr. Davy Crockett!
I like the mustaches.
Dustin Ross!
Hi there!
Liz!
Ooh.
And Masako!
My mustache was curled by a dinosaur!
Musical Mike!
I suck at Banjo-Kazooie.
Shady Vox.
I also suck at Banjo-Kazooie.
That's not what you said earlier.
Trunk.
Shut up.
Hold on. Be right back.
Okay. And hey.
Shut up. Be right back.
And hey. It's that Sean. Okay. All right.
I'm back.
Sean, say something. Good.
Okay. Sean. Sean. At Banjo-
okay. So I want to start out with the show. Be right back.
Banjo-Kazooie.
All right, I'm back. So, okay. So, for those of you who don't know,
Hello.
The mother of, if you listen to the last show, the mother of that kid at the end got
the
on Skype
yeah.
and started like, yes. Look!
Oh my god, how dare you? She is a minor. If any of you contact
her, oh, yeah.
We will be calling the police. That's like, look, bitch, you're the one who's not controlling your daughter. I mean, pay attention to what she's listening to and messing with you on the internet. I'm gonna go fucking yell at me for
call the Pope
audio Pope. Molestation.
The cyber police. We'll call the cyber police. Yeah, I
you
thought of that.
Goofed. You done goofed.
As Yaga would say,
you guys problem with your daughter.
A problem with your daughter. That's awesome. Wow, I haven't. Jesus.
Will never be the same.
The mother listened to the entire show and realized, like, oh shit, my daughter is annoying.
Oh,
oh
yeah,
sorry, my dear side.
Thought, oh,
I'm
wow,
sorry.
I have to apologize to those guys. Be right back.
It's all right.
Let me apologize for my
I
daughter feeling
stern
it like.
Stern words. For, oh, be right back.
This is ridiculous.
Let's
that is
see.
Silly.
In if you don't know about this, you live under a rock. But there, Japan was hit by an earthquake, and everyone probably knows about it. If you don't,
what?
Know about it,
oh,
the,
under a rock. I get
the
it.
News I want to talk about is that Red Cross actually donated $10 million
wow.
A couple days ago. So
nice.
I think
yep,
that's lovely.
And there's a couple other things going on. There's an event in Los Angeles, California called.
Oh yeah.
We
heard of that voice.
Heart
it's
Japan.
Cool.
It's
California.
We, the word heart in Japan. I'm supposed to plug it for my buddy DJ Christmas. Check it out. There's artists. There's like artists and voice actors and all kinds of crazy stuff. And it's a charity event. And you should totally go to it if you're in LA. Yeah.
But what if we're not in LA? What do we do?
Well, then you're fucked in the ass!
Oh,
consequences
that's
are now the same.
Just great, great, lovely.
It's at a place called Meltdown Comics. I don't know, but if you're Meltdown Comics, then you got to be pretty cool.
I like it.
I like it. I like it. Okay, so hey, Masako, what the fuck? How are you? Why do you want to be so? What's up?
Well, it's just not much. I was just gonna like say. Well, there's also There's the Help Japan podcast as well. That both me, Kaiser, and Lil Kariba himself will be guests alongside many other anime talents such as Michael Solosod and Crispin Freeman again. That's a 24-hour
awesome.
Podcast.
Sweet,
24
yeah,
hours.
At helpjapan.onepiecepodcast.com. Yeah.
Welcome to God mode.
Yes.
For everything you could ever want.
Okay. Yes, I'm doing good. I just finished editing Naruto Bridge 29.
Very cool.
Oh, sweet.
Why are you singing Southern?
You've really got a problem with that, haven't you?
Yes!
Why?
What?
No, I'm just fucking with you. It's fine.
Just kidding. Huh, I'm retarded. God, let's go away. Joke's on you. I was kidding.
Ha ha ha. Joke's on them. I was just pretending to be dumb. Ha
ha.
This is cruel. This
cruel.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
All right, so let's see. We got that stuff knocked out of the way. We got Masako's here, and he's going to be sitting on my lap the whole time. So it's
very
okay.
Very comfortable.
And you would now be drinking this glass of water while Masako sings a song.
Yes! Masako will sing a song, and I will drink some water. It's incredible.
You drink some water. I like it. I like it. Entertainment. Let's do it. Water.
Okay.
You want this water?
We'll make it hardcore. We'll put ice cubes in it, too. You ready?
What? What?
Water on the rocks.
I'm not ready
That's
for
like
that.
The chunky version of water.
The chunky, the hard mode version of water. You can't handle full ice. We got to do it in between ice and water, son. That ain't from the tap.
That ain't from the tap. That's like downtown Ozarka speak.
Low mode here.
Hardcore.
That's
mode.
Awesome. So, hey, Sean.
Yes.
You were at PAX. What was that like?
It was fantastic. I have some stories for you guys.
Well, then give me some fucking stories.
Please do.
Can I have one?
No. You will. There was concerts. There was demos. There was panels. It was just a fantastic time. And I'm sad that it's over. And I'll tell you a little bit about some of the games I played.
Okay.
I played Duke Nukem Forever.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And here's the thing.
Wait. Are there balls? And
are they made
of steel?
There are balls, and they are made of steel.
You don't see them because they're out of his, you know, field of vision. But you know.
Yeah, you get first person. You know, you can't really see the balls if you're in first person view.
They have never had the game so far.
Says you, they should be big enough to be able to see from first person.
Can you sense balls?
They should be seen from outer space. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sure that
if we get off the balls and back to the game, or what?
Do magnets cause an issue?
They do.
Fucking America.
Did they have Skullgirls there?
Skullgirls? I don't know. I know they had a working demo of Battleblock Theater, the Behemoth's new game.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, I want to play that.
I also I played that. And I had some fun with it. I played with a complete stranger, and we worked together to beat the demo.
And then
it
took me back
time.
To his van.
Why is my ass hurt now?
Sorry, Sean. I'll be gentle next time.
Thank you, Shady.
Sean, also, did you meet Danny Baranowski?
I saw your tweet about that. I didn't know he was at the... I didn't know he was at PAX, but if I found him, I would have given him a high five.
Oh yeah, the composer for Super Meat Boy.
Yeah, he was at PAX.
I didn't know what he looked like, so unfortunately, sorry, Shady.
It's like a Santa without the gray.
He is never coming on this show, by the way, not in a million.
Wait, who's not?
The composer for Super Meat Boy. I sent him cordial tweets. I sent him ridiculous tweets.
He sent him love letters, you know, a couple of stories.
He doesn't want shit to do.
I asked for like 2 seconds. I should ask him.
Dude, you gotta totally ask the singer from Sonic R to come on.
I did. Nothing. She got my email and probably was like, delete forever.
Deleted.
That's lame. That's just
I also
silly
played,
and lame.
Hey, I love your music. Oh, cool. Fan mail. I'd like you to do something for me. Delete.
I'd like you to delete.
And you lost me.
I was like, hey, I really love your music. Oh, cool fan mail. Do you want to come on a podcast and be interviewed?
Take
off your clothes.
That sounds like a plan. Oh, be right back.
Sounds like a game.
Sounds like a game.
I have to do something.
Anyway, I also played the 3DS. I wasn't able to play Zelda. I wasn't able to play Zelda or Kid Icarus because those lines were long as shit. But I did play Street Fighter.
Oh,
that was pretty
how
cool.
Is it?
Street Fighter for 3DS was pretty cool. It was like, the 3DS Street Fighter 4. It was like the character you play as pretty much it's over the shoulder view. So
yeah.
Like you're still fighting, but it's like you see the view from like Ryu's shoulder. So
you can play the normal style too, though, right?
Yeah,
I think so. There'll probably be an option for that.
I've seen previews of it where it's over the shoulder and just classic side-scroller.
I feel the need to poke fun at this simply because I can't. The UK gets the 3DS 2 days before the US release.
I pre-ordered mine. That's awesome. And it's 2 days. It's such a rarity that we get things first.
I know!
So it's basically the UK together. We can just go first.
So you guys got Pokemans early.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, with that first.
I think Curb was the first American to actually play Pokemon because he had
probably not
shit rigged.
Martin was cool enough to pick me up a copy. He got me Black on the day that he got here for the Yu-Gi-Oh! Movie and everything. Do we want to talk about that, or is it kind of like
Pokemon Black? Pokemon?
Why is it got to be Black, yo?
So Pokemon's about this game where you collect these animals and balls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Animals and balls.
Kind of
animals and balls.
Before the game came out, before the game came out for Black and White, me and Mike scanned through the sprites, the designs that were posted on Sarabhai.net. We were dying. Some of them were fucking ice cream cones.
Ice cream cones.
No ice. Yeah. You want some sprinkles on that? Okay.
I'm not gonna hate on people who still play Pokemon games because a game is a game. It doesn't matter. Yes, I hate you.
I want to be the very best.
No one ever was.
I have been the very best for 11 years. All right, I'm done being the very best. Someone else can be the very best.
No one ever was.
And I loved Red and everything else, and I guess the best games were the Silver and Gold and Crystal ones, because those are pretty good Pokemon too. But as the series progresses, they just get more and more ridiculous looking and dumb looking, and I think it's decided how far did you get in your game before you just kind of it's still on the couch.
I got to 4 badges and said I do not give a shit anymore.
Because it's not the fact that it's a bad game. It's not obviously not, because otherwise it wouldn't be selling shit. It's not a bad franchise, so business wise it's doing really well. But it's the same fucking gameplay for 20 billion hours. Oh my god.
I'm pretty sure that's been the review for every single Pokemon game.
I've logged about 26 hours into it. I beat the main quest and I've taken a break.
You poor bastard.
It's the first completely new Pokemon game I've enjoyed in a decade. Because Liz, I agree with you about Gold and Silver, the original one in 2000. That was the funnest of the games, to me personally. I didn't like Ruby and Sapphire all that much. I didn't get the chance to play Diamond and Pearl. And I played the two remakes, the Red and Blue remake and the Gold and Silver remake, but those were just remakes, so they don't really count. But right. Black and White is the first new one I've enjoyed in a decade this much. I don't know if it's just because I'm a really hardcore fan of the franchise, but
yes.
I don't know, something about it has, I enjoy it the way that I enjoyed the very, very first game, all the way back in 96.
Anally.
It's found certainly its way pretty into your heart.
It looks nice.
Yeah, the game is really pretty.
Just find myself having I get in a battle and then whoever I'm fighting with ends up getting his ass handed to him, then I have to run back to the medic guy that just happens to be
the
right
medic
there.
Guy.
My entire training regiment fighting the second gym.
There's a lot of babysitting. They put doctors around everyone. I'll just heal your Pokemon so you don't have to go all the way back to the previous city and go to the Pokemon.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's
how easy could you possibly get? I mean, there's one Pokemon center in each fucking city, and you walk your ass to it, and you heal your Pokemon, and you walk back to wherever you were. If you're lucky, you get a bike in the beginning of the game instead of those running shoes, which is dumb as hell. Just hold down B and run faster. Bullshit.
I'll say this much about
casuals.
About it being different, because no, you guys are right. It really is just another Pokemon game. That doesn't mean it's a bad game, but it's another Pokemon game. What was different about this one to me that I personally really enjoyed was that there was a lot more effort put into the actual characters of the game. Like the gym leaders, they took a lot of nods from the show where, we meet the gym leader before we fight him and he actually gets involved with the plot instead of just you go up, you fight him, you're done, you never see him again.
They did something like that for Misty too, and Crystal. It was pretty cool. So I know what you mean, but that's something. Oh, the characters themselves—the fact they're putting effort into what was it, Hilda, and what was the guy's name?
That's so fucking dumb. Those are the basic names you can pick if you want to. Most people don't even use those, so they don't.
I know, but everyone
Hilgarth
calls
Garth or Hurt Muffin Man.
Either way, the fact that they're putting effort in the human characters is kind of cool, but putting effort in the human characters in a Pokemon game is kind of like putting effort in the human characters in a Sonic game. Yeah, they're there, but why should you give a shit?
I don't know. That's not completely fair to say, because, the trainers and the breeders...
It's like Shia LaBeouf starring the Transformers.
No.
The difference between the humans in the Pokemon world and the humans in the Sonic world is that the humans actually do something and serve a purpose. You are a human in that world. You're training these creatures.
It serves a purpose. You catch every fucking one of them.
As soon as someone figures out how to use a gun, they're all fucked.
That ain't water gun.
Oh, yeah? I think that's not water gun, bro.
Dude, because I mean, you don't like...
Let's do a Pokemon...
Ow, like hyper beam, my hyper beam taser, son.
I mean, can you imagine, like, masked guys going into a bay? Like, everyone down, I got a Pikachu! Thing is loaded and ready to go!
We're like, all got a Pokemon, get it, fuck.
Pikachu's got a ski mask over his head and like, ah!
Pikachu's like, taser, son!
Don't Pikachu me, bro! Don't Pikachu me! So as soon as this guy's like, I have a bang bang, and they're like, oh, fuck. It's like, hey, Raichu, stick him, poof!
Achievement unlocked.
Shit. Like, team Plasma has the dumbest fucking outfit. What? It's like a nun and a knife. Fucking... I think Mars Girl was like, oh god, I want to cosplay it so bad, and I'm like, why? What on earth would possess you?
She wants to team, just a team Plasma Grunt, like one of the underlings?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, like, Team Plasma as a whole, I thought was interesting, especially as you get later in the game.
You
but, like,
team
yeah,
Peta?
The grunts outfits
was.
Are very, like, what mm-hmm. is this supposed to be? I don't know.
Definitely
what is doing?
Overall, I really enjoyed it. I would recommend it to people that like the previous ones. That's what I think about it.
Team Plasma's outfits are based on chess pieces?
Are they?
That's
Team Plasma's
the Peta.
What is this? I don't even.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Mike, you talk about
Steel. There's a chess piece Pokemon now. It's a steel type that, like, it's a cross between chess pieces and like, knives.
Can it only do that?
The best thing to come out of the new Pokemon games are the articles coming from it. Like, there's the 10 weirdest fucking Pokemon.
There's, I think, one Shannon, like, a while ago, it's, like, the creepiest one. Like, apparently there's one that's like, oh my god, this used to be human, and now it's the lost soul forever damned to walk there.
What the mask?
Okay.
It's a kid's game.
I caught one of those things. It's in like a ruin area or whatever. And it's like, and you know, you get it. The little Pokedex entry comes up that it used to be human and blah blah blah. And by the way, every time it looks at the mask, it remembers and then it cries. And I'm like, what?
You know,
put it inside.
You know, for kids, yeah.
Fight to death.
Oh, it's like one step away from this Pokemon likes to cut itself.
This Pokemon likes to cut itself.
This Pokemon, when it gets lonely, tends to masturbate.
No, my
if not released from its Pokeball within 5 hours, it will wank.
It will be a lot harder to open because that's kind of, you know.
What?
No.
But this Pokemon likes to violently masturbate. That's why it only has one eye.
Apparently, there's one, like, either this generation or last generation where it's like some kind of pig thing with a spring on the bottom of it. And the Pokedex entry is like, oh, well, see, it's kind of fucked up, but, like, if it doesn't bounce until the spring, that's how, I mean, that's how
this pig has lupus.
And if it doesn't bounce, let's spring, then it has a heart attack and it dies. Like, so,
we were publishing six
things that I've put many balls. How the fuck is it going to bounce?
Generation 75. Look, this Pokemon, you know, fuck it, just capture it. I don't care.
This Pokemon,
it's
Leprosy
log,
Mon,
it has leaves
his,
in it,
appendages
it also...
fall off and cries. Bloody
this Pokemon is the first of the fallen. The master of virgins.
For kids a second ago?
Hmm?
Were you the person who said, you know, for kids a second ago?
That was me.
The funny thing about it, and I don't even think Nintendo was expecting this, but Black and White in Japan and the US is selling the most amount of copies to people that are like our age. Like college kids.
Damn, son.
Yeah, because
we're our age. Give a fuck.
We grew up with the whole series, so it's kind of the effect. Like, oh my god, Pokemon's LOL.
I have a nephew who played through, like, Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum.
The Heart!
Emo
Heart Diamond, yeah. He played through the Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum, like, he played them to death. When I sort of showed him, like, liking what, he's like, nah. And it's just an 11-year-old kid. He's like, nah, I don't feel like it.
Yeah, and I'm looking at, like, all the legendaries and stuff, and they just get dumber and dumber looking. I mean, for Christ's sake, what the hell is this Zekrom thing? It looks like...
Zekrom.
Mutated... I don't even know what I'm looking at. I can't describe it.
You don't really like the...
Look up Cryogonal.
How do you... Wait, God bless you. How do you spell that?
Mike, you know that Pokemon is nothing more than a mirror that has bubbles on it. Shut
this
up.
Is mirror.
Is that one, like the green dragon snake thing that has like the red face on it and some shit? I can't remember what it's called. It's like,
oh, it was like Krimgon, I think.
Mr. Piggy.
No, it's like the snake thing. It looks like a Chinese dragon, but it's not. I love Gyarados too. Shit.
I think I know what you're talking about, but that one's not a legendary, as far as I know.
One thing I've noticed about the
Rayquaza, there it is. Thank you.
Rayquaza. Oh, okay, yeah.
I like
hey,
the.
I live in the south. It's Rayquaza. Shut up.
But no, that's, I always thought that one looks like Shenron from Dragon Ball.
If I can just say the art form's a lot more I was gonna say the art form's a lot more like realistic now. You know, it's kind of like instead of Pokemon Black and White, it's like this is Pokemon Digimon version, and the other one's like Pokemon Monster Rancher version. You know what I mean? They're more realistic now, I've noticed.
I can't wait for like
Samaras.
Pokemon Sonic version.
No.
Everything has like
every Pokemon has to hit
that
are each.
Every Pokemon
Sonic character
have a different color.
This you gotta Pokemon hit the rail lived... scale faster.
Wait. This Pokemon has lived for hundreds of millions of years in the ozone layer. Its flying form looks like a meteor. So there's that one reaction we just saw a long ass time ago on 4chan where it's like Pezza, it's like when it's like advice Professor Oak, and it's like, you know, spend entire life dedicating research Pokemon, only 550, and then you know some punk ass kid comes along 5 years later, oh my god, 600 something. It's like,
I have
really
no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah,
advice Professor Oak is the best thing. It's like, have a Pokedex with all the information available, you just have to fill it up,
lol.
What's the deal with that bad. That legendary, that's like a V or the victory Pokemon.
Oh, it's kind of the black and white equivalent to Mew, where they're giving like Toys R Us.
Yeah,
it's
Pokedex entry for it was
like it's fun.
The Pokedex entry for it was something along the lines of like, it is said that whoever battles with this Pokemon always wins. I'm like, well, that ruins the game.
That kind of destroys the entire fucking game, doesn't it? I mean, what happens if it faints?
No, it doesn't. No, you don't literally
win. Boy, someone should make a shirt out of that.
What the hell? Tell you,
shut up, Sai!
Victini has fainted. You lose the game.
Exactly.
Victini has fainted. Game over.
Your car just explodes. You're like, there's no insurance on this. That's BS.
Your DS just like.
Okay, not to derail everyone.
Like,
from...
Pokemon just cost you $35.
Okay, whatever. Not to derail everyone, but Dustin Ross wanted to come in and say something. So Dustin, you have the floor.
What?
Oh yes, I forgot I was here.
Hi.
Hello, Dustin.
Hey, how you
welcome
doing?
Back.
It's not a recording.
Yeah. I want to take this time to promote a friend of mine on DeviantArt, and she's a really, really, really awesome friend of mine, and I just want to...
Is she a pony?
What?
Is she a pony?
No.
A zappy pony!
Gosh,
I love zappy pony.
And if you guys don't mind, I'll link her DeviantArt into the Skype chat, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
sure.
Sure.
Okay.
Alright, yeah, sure.
Go for it. Alright. Just right here. Ooh. It's this one is the divine.deviantart.com. Why there's no E in the maybe she threw it up because somebody already had it.
Divine.
It's
thdivine.deviantart.
Way to go, Shady.
Dude,
oh, you guys.
No, you.
Her coloring is really, really good. It's awesome.
Yeah, I actually got a few pieces of her stuff right here. Just give you guys a quick example. Here would be two of which are her originals, and then I'm just gonna post this right.
What's this?
It's in the
Shady's like, hey.
I just clicked on it. Hey, add to my watch. Hey.
Oh, somebody's excited.
Oh ho! She lives in the UK.
Bad! Down, furry! Down!
Katie, don't you get any ideas, man.
Too
but yeah.
Late.
Shady has all the boners.
He's in heat.
All of them.
All of the boners.
For a DeviantArt.
Alright, and the last one here is actually probably one of her best ones. This is actually a fan art piece of Okame. I haven't played it myself, but this is a really damn good one right here.
Okame.
I'll judge.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Yep, that's brilliant.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Wait. It took her a half hour for that? Oh my god.
What?
Speed painting.
Speed painting? Fuck!
Fucking... speed painting people.
Oh my god.
Well, dick up.
Yes, quite the titan little artist, isn't she?
Everyone's
funny. Awesome. Yeah.
I approve.
Everybody's
awesome. And
everybody's
there is
watching this shit.
Yeah, one more thing. She does have a secondary account. I'm pretty sure this is the one she uses for... She's also pretty good at making icons, too. So, you got an icon she wants you to make? Sure, but...
I see she all.
Yeah. And...
and yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. But if you want a commissioner, I'm pretty sure it's labeled there on her second account, too. I think that's mostly what she uses for commissions only. She doesn't take requests. But,
and that, for you people interested, it's thdivine.deviantart.com.
Yes, and her secondary account is Miss Shinya Nova?
Miss Shinya Nova.
Shinya.
That's MISSSHINNEA-NOVA.DV.
She should just link it on.
We're just, hey guys, we're gonna put this in the show notes anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Making sense, I know, right?
Go to wachow.com, look at the two links. Yes.
Do it. Watch her, her commissions, etc.
Yes, give her your money, give her your souls.
Your souls.
Oh, don't you worry, I'm gonna be giving her plenty.
An erection.
Uh-huh. He means his boner, his furry boner, his engorged boner.
I'm waiting for you.
Shady.
Yeah.
I just got one thing to say.
What? Be right back.
Be right back.
Thanks, son.
No, okay, but really?
He's lagging.
Is it time to piss some people off?
No, we have four more minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, but. That's all I gotta say. Just look at her stuff. Just get comment on her stuff. Watch her, whatever you want. Just
pull
her
I'm
stuff.
I'm gonna watch her.
Not like that.
Oh yeah.
Creepy Dave.
And Creepy Dave.
Uh-oh.
Creepy Dave and Mochimon.
Mr. Divine, I watch you on every day.
You will watch her from a distance no more.
I watch you from 40 feet at all times.
You can find those in the link on the main website once this episode is uploaded.
Yes. Go check them out.
You're going to find out why they call me Mr. Bouncy.
Because I'm going to have sex relations with you. With her.
I'm going to have whether you like it or not.
I should actually take this time out to have a little say of something on my side. If Sai, you don't mind, it'd be real quick.
Go crazy.
As of earlier this weekend, I actually officially came off the market. I managed to find somebody.
Oh, congrats.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say you finally officially came, but... You know.
I finally...
We already got him a cake, okay? Shit.
It took a while, but no.
So, where's my cake?
I was going to give you an even bigger congratulations for that.
On the briny.
I got mine in the oven right now.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend or the cake?
Girlfriend is in the oven.
It's a relationship.
Oh, God, why?
Girlfriend is Jewish, obviously.
Well, congratulations, sir.
So I just want to apologize to any fangirls who like to flood my form spring with dick requests. I'm afraid
that's
me.
That's me, man.
Man, that's just you. Oh,
no, it's not. I haven't. The only thing I did was I spammed every single thing you remotely connected
with. Yeah, dude, I'm surprised you didn't. If you had my fucking cell number, you would call me and go, "I'm going to come and your mom's up." Be right back.
Yes.
Yeah, because
calls
to the UK tend to cost a lot of fucking money, so.
I would have done it.
Well, there's that.
If I had your cell phone, I would have done
it. Hey, when it comes to pestering the fuck out of Shady, money is no object.
Can I read this one that I got on FormSpring? I'll post it in the chat because it's very interesting. Okay. Imagine living in a world where Shady grows 100,000 feet tall and we all bow down and submit to him, kneeling and licking our lips as we look up at his super gigantic dick.
Gigantic.
Right. And he comes all over us. Oh my God, I'm so wet now.
Well, then you should stop typing these things in the shower. What is wrong with you?
I shit you not. I get like 15 of these a day.
You bring it upon
Are
yourself.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Bring it up. He can't help it. He's styling.
We're just mad because you're styling on a
fucking furry.
Yeah,
it's all about
the
Jesus H. All right,
I have a question for Masako real quick.
Sean?
Sure.
Can you feel the sunshine?
Can you feel
does
the
it brighten up the day?
It does.
Can you feel right. the sunshine?
Tonight, it is where...
You can't! It's all the way over there now.
Hey, I can...
Everybody's super racing.
Maybe.
Everybody.
I can throw something and it might land on you.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Masako, you're not on this show that often. Do you have anything you'd like to talk about? Like, an upcoming project? Something special?
Well, basically, it's just what I think, as some people may know, Naruto Breast has now been revived. We've
Hooray.
Been pumping Yay. Out episodes like nobody's business.
Which is awesome.
And, cool. 29, I sent you a special something, Sai. So that means you could see it later.
Yay.
But hopefully it should be out sometime tomorrow. And, yeah, that's what I've been doing this evening. And, yeah, it just means that now back on track with that. And just continuing with some more of my Anafar reviews.
Those are awesome. Those are actually really, really, really engaging. Not that I didn't
Yeah,
think
you
they
try
would
be. Telling people that to the people at Crunchyroll. They're vicious.
Oh. Wait, you know what? I just remembered something. Speaking of Anaphile, Masako, you don't like Penny and Stocking, is that correct?
I don't dislike it. I'm disappointed by it.
Liz,
it could.
Liz,
it could.
Liz,
that's just like your opinion, man.
Oh.
Masako says he's a pretty cool guy. I'm not gonna give him shit for it. Like, if you don't like it, it's cool. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like either you like it a lot or you don't really care.
I don't dislike it. I really wanted to like it because it looked like it was going to be like really brash and clever. But from what I saw, it was just really kind of lazy.
Oh, they got really lazy the last couple episodes. Yeah, I'll give them that one.
Yeah, that's what I meant. It's just I think it's one of those things. If it worked, it would work brilliantly all the time. And for me, it just I mean, there was like a couple of moments where the animation gets really sloppy and
the beach episode.
Yeah, no, it really pissed me off the fact that
and in some cases
like
sloppy.
The schedule or whatever, but they switch around from traditional like flash stuff and like, what are you doing? Pick a side. Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's like you only have 15 episodes, stop being lazy.
When is that second season or that OVA or whatever?
If there's even
out.
Gonna be one, who knows?
There's rumors it might be like just bullshit. We have no idea.
Yeah, and plus the whole Earth. Great thing, but like,
yeah.
Oh my god, maybe if I draw a picture that, like, with Naruto praying and then having like a pray Japan written in really fancy font on it, and I submit it to DeviantArt, that'll make things get better faster.
Yes.
Sai, can I ask you something?
Yes.
No.
About the tsunami thing, you know, is there any websites anywhere around that maybe somebody could donate money to that cause or anything?
You can. The only thing that I've had experience with is Red Cross directly.
Hold on.
There's other organizations, though, that I'm unfamiliar with.
One really easy way to donate to Red Cross is if you use iTunes, which is where you get podcasts like this sometimes. You can buy directly from iTunes or pay directly to iTunes for Red Cross helping things with stuff.
Okay.
Red Cross is a wonderful organization. They've gotten, if you want your money directly go to Japan, they have like a certain cap per like time they give money or what. I don't know the rules and regulations with it. Like Japan has signed up for limited foreign aid, so they're only like taking so much money. So if you donate to the Red Cross, it'll be distributed to like people in need, definitely. But if you're trying to go to Japan and only Japan, you might want to look for other.
Unlike impoverished Pakistan, donations are lagging to Japan because the country is financially well off. International aid organization Doctors Without Borders decided not to allocate any of their funds toward Japanese relief. Japan is a wealthy country. They're less attractive to target because they are prepared for this and they are able to do a lot for themselves.
Yeah.
So,
I also want to say, if you're a huge Halo nerd like I am, $5 will get you a little wristband for Support Japan.
And
all
Lady
of that money goes
same thing too, so
to them.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Awesome. It's $5 and like a dollar shipping. And
I
it all
think,
goes
like, if
Japan.
You want to help out Japan, I think that's awesome. I think there's other countries that need help too, and like,
oh yeah,
I'm gonna get on my soapbox for just like 5 minutes. so New Zealand was hit with an earthquake about a week before Japan. No one could give a fuck.
Right.
No one could be bothered to get out of bed.
Lord of the Rings already happened, though. No, I'm kidding.
That's true.
But there are no animes made in New Zealand.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things. It just was kind of, because I posted about it, I'm like, New Zealand was hit with like a 6 point something. Now, it's not a 9. It wasn't total devastating. Like, there wasn't all this dramatic footage. A nuclear power plant didn't go under. There wasn't really all that. Like, some important buildings were pushed down. But, like, America couldn't be asked to get out of bed. They're like, yeah, New Zealand's cool.
I don't know. We made a big, it made big news over here. Well,
because you guys actually give two shits. America's like, oh my god, Japan is in! Let me draw art and pray for Japan's trending, and here's a bunch of money.
Yes and no.
New Zealand's like, I don't mean to be up.
Every day, I also see people getting really pissed off at like the guys that just say, oh, this is revenge for Pearl Harbor, and all this really like.
I had a picture saved of like, I found it on 4chan where it was like 25 or 26 comments, all of them like these dumbass. Oh god, it's like, oh well, if you guys do the math, you know, if the day that Pearl Harbor was hit, and then you like take up the day that they were hit by the earthquake, it makes like the day that, you know, the Mayans say the world is gonna end.
I mean, what the fuck?
To be fair, that is interesting, at least mathematically speaking. That it's just interesting that these two terrible dates that happen add up to something that
technically
they're coincidence.
It's coincidence. I just thought it was.
Yeah, I mean, they did the math wrong anyway. It's like they're a day either. What is it? Are they a day behind us or ahead of us? I can't remember.
Ahead of us.
It's a day behind us. 20. Yeah,
technically it hit like their math is off. They're using like a U.S. time for it, a U.S. time zone kind of thing for it. It's like, shut up.
I don't know. I thought it was.
If anybody listening to this podcast actually has that mentality about, oh, this is like God's judgment, we're getting revenge, like that is not
the only thing I can think of
because there is like, no reason to justify
like,
anything.
We signed a treaty with them, we're cool with them, we're doing international trade with them, we're buddies with them now, deal with it. I mean, it's like
the big thing that like frustrates me every time I read it. It's like, yeah, we're like, oh haha, that's a revenge for Pearl Harbor, you know, we nuked them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, did everybody
you know, just so happy to forget about that shit.
And it's just.
And there's no. There is
I was
not
too busy reading Catalia. Fuck.
There is no nuclear reactor meltdown. There's nothing going to be kind of radiation from across like the ocean, and we're all not going to die. And that, I mean, there's a couple images floating around where some dumbass had taken some weather map into Photoshop and messed with it. So I was like, oh my god, here is the radiation chart, and we're going to get hit with so many rids and rads. And I played Fallout so I could say this. Oh my god.
I played Fallout. I have.
I am a master radiologist.
Hold on. There's a lot of. And if, I get what you're saying, but what I want to say is that everyone that wants to donate is still in like a donating mood. I still think it's good to give money, even though there might be even though if you're thinking like, oh well, Japan doesn't need my money, I don't want to donate anyway. It's like if you were thinking about donating, you should donate to the Red Cross anyway, to help out other parts of the country. Like, if you have $10 to give to Japan, give it to another country. Anyone else can use it.
Red Cross will distribute it just to somebody in need.
Like, $10 is like $200 in Africa or something. Well, not literally, but, you know, it does that kind of work.
It buys a lot more than just, like, buying something dumb.
So, like, if you're like, oh, I don't want to give to any other country because they don't have animes or hentai or my figure is not going to be shipped or whatever the fuck. It's like...
Not my figures.
It's also a tax.
And before we get to the perfuse, I just Trunks, you're here and you get the spotlight now. So.
Oh shit. I'm working on two different projects right now aside from the shit that I normally do. I'm trying to get the independent game that I made a while back published on the PlayStation Network. And in order to do that, all I have to do is get like a shitload of people to play it and say, hey, this was fun. And there's like a little form that you fill out saying like, I enjoyed this. And like, if I get enough people doing that, like they'll take a look at it and be like, huh, okay, yeah. We'll spend like 10 minutes porting this to PSN. That's easy. So...
Let's say people are listening right now. They're like, "Hey, Trunks, I want to help you out." What do they do?
Well, I don't know the specific link to Yo-Yo Games because it's like to get to that specific one is a long URL.
No, but I can link it.
I know. But I'm just saying, if you go to thatsmytrunks.com, that's my Tumblr, and it has links to that and this other thing I'm about to talk about. So just hit up thatsmytrunks.com, which is basically all the different little projects I'm working on. And the other is a podcast written by or done by me and some of the guys that do Sure to Be Banned.
You cheating whore.
And it's nothing. It's nothing like chat.
You cheating whore.
We talk about things at the beginning of the show, and we air personal grievances for people, usually filled with a lot of swears.
Yeah.
And then people also get to write little articles.
Who does
about
that? That's dumb.
They love people.
Know, personal grievances.
Personal disappointments in humanity.
For you. No, you have half of our discussion, and then half is user questions that none of your cast can ask or answer very eloquently.
No. Well, I mean, all of the questions so far have been like, who would you go gay for? And it's like...
I think the podcast is really engaging. It's called The Band Cast. I think it's really engaging. I made you a song for it.
Yes, and I'm going to use that in the next episode. I don't know, like, but we get some really bad questions, like, so who would you rather have sex with, a beautiful man who totally disrespects you, or a shape-shifting woman who will only have sex with you in the form of a really disgusting man, but loves you tenderly? It's like, I get really terrible questions.
Well, what is it?
Can I use a lifeline, particularly the one that I can kill myself with?
I don't have an answer.
The public has a right to know, Trunk.
You can I have the option where I don't do any? Is there a none option? Because
why does there have to be sex? Can't we just hold hands?
Yeah, we just hold hands.
Can we just cuddle?
Can we just cuddle?
Why do we have to fuck?
Did you just shapeshift into a disgusting man and we'll cuddle?
I would rather cuddle with your hairy ass hair than oh god no.
But yeah, so that's the podcast that I do on the side. That's also available through thatsmytrunks.com.
Okay, so just to make sure, which I was being really demanding, it's go to this person's DeviantArt, donate to Japan. And then go to Trunks' thing. Anyone else want to tell the audience to do stuff?
Go to my DeviantArt and give me page views again, because I haven't been drawing one.
I'm doing stuff. Woo! I'm doing stuff.
What
are
you doing?
I got some duets planned.
What are you doing?
I am singing A Whole New World with Bebop 20, and she has an amazing, amazing Jasmine. I'm also going to be doing the mob song with Gaston. As Gaston, not with Gaston. Yeah, Gaston duet.
Yeah, he's coming over. We're going to have some...
Dude, you know Gaston? Holy fuck!
Holy shit. Can he really eat 4 dozen eggs?
He eats every morning to help him get 4 dozen eggs. And then
yes, is he really as large as a barge or whatever?
He's larger than a barge. He just likes to be modest.
Okay.
and then I'm also going to ask Professor Roke in a flash animation that's going to be coming out. So get ready. And that's what I'll be doing.
Awesome.
I'm playing Warcraft all the time. I don't draw anymore. So yep.
I'll be selling myself.
I'll be watching.
And then also my tickets and everything's good to go for Otakon, so that's gonna be a really good time.
Fuck, I want to go to that. I'm only going to Acon, but you.
Yeah, you are.
Which con?
Otakon.
You son of a bitch. It's called Acon, just A hyphen con, and it's in Dallas. I'll be there. Liz will be there.
I have to say, over the years, I've never really appealed to his music, but that's cool that you're meeting him.
Huh? What?
Who?
He just
this is not
plans.
Free. Go away.
I have plans for Otakon. I am trying to save up. My money's a little tight right now, but I'd like to go there. So if anyone's going to Otakon, I'll see you there.
Sweet. I want to go.
Nope. You have a job because you're an adult. Sorry.
I know. I know. I have to go to a job and draw.
You should be like us cool kids and quit your job and then not afford things.
I know, right?
Like, fuck yeah, put it in my ballsack!
Shit, yeah, high five.
High five.
High five.
High five.
High five.
High five. Hey, kids, time to piss some people off.
Fuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuuu
fuckers who hate just go masturbate. You suck that's not up for debate. Fuck everything, especially you. Fuck everyone, everyone hates you. Now let's raise a toast with Saiga your host. It's all personal, fuck you.
Okay. All right.
To be fair, I have no idea what the fuck it says after personal fuck yous. All I hear is something. What the fuck is this guy?
You all make me cry. I'm not putting up with
no,
your
no,
shit.
No. After that, you know, usually you cut off.
So let's raise a toast.
It's all personal fuck yous, and then Sly fades it out. What the fuck is it saying when it's
saying? We haven't heard the rest of it.
It's actually the Communist Manifesto.
Oh, okay. That makes sense then.
If you play it backwards, it says all is dead, but
it's the first verse for whenever we have it as the intro, so.
Okay. Dave, that was awesome. High five.
Okay, Shady, would you like to read the first one?
I thought it said I buried Paul.
If you listen, if you have your ear to the ground and one leg in the air, I suppose, yeah.
No, that's to get your Xbox to work. Hey, Shady!
Yeah.
Do you want the first one?
Nope.
Okay.
He wants it. He wants it. He's lying to you. He wants it.
Who wants it?
Okay, yeah,
I'll take it.
First one?
I'll take it.
Get the fuck out of it.
Okay.
Sexually. LOL.
Okay, here you go.
I'm gonna do it.
Does anybody here actually know Spanish?
Wrong. Oh, you know Spanish?
You play like the music that plays on Spanish Buzz.
Sorry, can I do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you
play some like Spanish music in the background while I'm doing it?
Yes.
Spanish flea, because that's better to the top.
Hold on a sec.
Sure.
Fuck. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's appropriate.
It's not good for 1,000 shares. Alright. Estimado mi profesor de matemáticas, vete a la mierda por Harkimera y emprender matemáticas. Te odio.
Matemáticas! You're killing me.
Si te veo a la escuela, usted es un hombre muerto caminando. Puedes violación a mí, pero...
This is like your King Kai voice. It's just gibberish.
Esta es mi pera. Pero de todos modos...
Give me this, you're killing me. Estimando mi profesor de matemáticas.
Espero que te apogas en la tara el orador desde un estudiante español.
Roll your R's a lot, though.
Just finished it, so.
Well,
from now on, just follow your R.
Well, no one here speaks Spanish, so whoever sent that in, I'm.
Stop using Google Translate, you asshats.
Yo hablo español. Yo hablo español muy bien.
Why didn't you read it?
I don't know.
Well, read it.
No, it's not even read. Like... Next.
All right.
I translated like half of it. Poorly.
Something about, oh my god, math.
Here,
math,
okay, right? I've got it.
I hate math.
I have an idea. Trunks will say a line, and then Mike will interpret what was said.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Trunks.
Mis pantalones están en la biblioteca.
My pants have a Pikachu, and you can't have it.
Look at your pants, look back to me, your pants are not Pikachu.
No, Trunks, read the fuck you and Mike will interpret what it says.
Oh.
Not my pants are in the library.
Matemáticas.
I hate math, and you should too.
Vete la mierda por hacerme aprenda matemáticas.
Just because you're bad at math does not mean you can bang your teacher on the sole grounds that you're an idiot.
Te odio?
Are you gay?
Hey?
It must be, because I see that you like shiny pidgeys, and that's rather homosexual. Just because you are going to school doesn't mean you can't be schooled. I will destroy you in every way possible.
Que hijo de puta, si te veo fuera de la escuela, usted es un hombre muerto caminado.
Your Spanish is very impeccable. You should note that my words are exactly what is being translated.
¿Crees que pedes violación a mi perro y no dejar que mi matemáticas? Espero que te ahogues.
You skipped a line, dude.
Maria.
Maria.
Ella es mi perra. I like that one.
That's my favorite thesis.
Would you travel across the land, searching far and wide, each mathematics to understand the game that's inside?
Pero de todos modos,
it's you and me.
Vete a la mierda, profesor de matemáticas.
I know we will divide, for it's our destiny.
I heard Professor Oak in there.
Yes.
Professor Oak speaks Spanish.
Orador.
Oh, you're my best friend. In a world of Spanish that we must defend.
You can tell the inflection in Spanish is Professor Oak.
Well, as a leading professor on Pokemon, I can tell that you suck balls at math.
Bienvenidos.
If you wanted a Bulbasaur, Squirtle, or Charmander, you'd choose the one that can't add or subtract because you're an idiot.
I blame myself. I regret everything I've ever done.
Never ask my son for homework advice because he sucks at math and so do you.
I hope you choke on a burrito.
I hope you choke on my son's burrito.
Tacos. Why?
Okay, Shady, you get a real one now.
Oh, so sleepy.
I think he's dead.
Shady?
Yeah.
Gracias por viajar.
Oh, there's one in English.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Well, it's in the chat. Can you read that? That's English.
It's not showing for. Oh, there it is. Okay. How am I doing this?
I don't know.
Now, Tim Allen.
Bad Albert. Bad Albert.
You tow truck driver. Fuck you. I was not parked in the tollway zone, but yet my car was towed.
You're thinking it too. This is great.
I was trying to enjoy a great concert without the worry that my car was towed.
This is but like no Shady taking a dump.
Huh?
This is like Shady taking a dump.
It's like who?
We're back to the Spanish. What's the deal?
Back to taking a dump.
It's
because I'm taking a dump.
But lo and behold, I leave the back and you and my car.
You're taking it back to the car.
It's all full circle.
For spilling my milkshake all over my car, so I couldn't enjoy the later and forcing me to leave.
How the hell did you spill your milkshake in the car?
It was towed.
Forcing me to clean the interior of my car.
Now Motimon taking a dump. Fuck you for forcing me.
Scream!
Forcing me to bum a ride with people I didn't. Especially fucked up you. For not answering me when I tried to call and I found out where my car is.
Harmonies.
The Motimon is now 20 pounds lighter. All and right, we only weigh 15.
Sonic. Long time listener, since the real. Since the ruined ashes of the fourth. Yeah! Was on FP20X.
Is he like jumping over something while taking a dump? Like, what's going on?
This is the worst.
I will die.
My whole asshole is on fire.
I think you're right.
Okay, Masako, can you follow that one up with something?
Okay. Right, let's do this. How was he like?
Medium to hold on.
No, everyone is not taking a dump, I swear to God.
I'm taking a dump. I'm just trying to be polite and quiet.
Masako.
Oh, okay, then.
Yes?
Tayuya.
Why the fuck does everybody keep saying German Liz? When have I ever
seen... All right. Okay, all right,
Well, their stupid mom of a dumb teenager, everybody in Wachow troll. Fuck you. Just fuck you. Like that, too. You're the definition of a shitty parent. Seriously. Your daughter fucking annoys the shit out of someone to get in the chat, and then you fucking get mad at them like it's their fault. Like, how the fuck were they supposed to know that she was a minor? I mean, Kirk still sounds like he's fucking 16, fuck's sake.
That's
but maybe that's just because I can't gauge age by voice. And even more to the point, if you don't want your underage daughter that lives you with you on this shit, or listening to it, or annoying the hell out of an internet celebrity, she somehow got this number and or Scott name off, maybe you should moderate what she fucking does on the internet better. Take some fucking responsibility. Both for bringing that stupid brat into the world, and for being an absolutely awful parent. You'll forgive me if I'm not feeling so fresh right now.
God, Sean is dying.
No love, son. It's your foot.
Wait. Stop. Pause for the record. Sai, I thought you were joking about, like, the video or whatever. No, like, did you actually get, like, an email from her mom or something?
No, she posted... Okay, we no, we were in Skype, yeah.
Shut up, Liz. Go ahead.
Okay, that Skype conversation that everyone was in, like how usually we open one to share like the fuckings and stuff. Well, apparently we brought her into that chat room too. And a couple of hours after the call, I look back and over in Skype and I see that, you know, one by one everybody's leaving, like they're prone to do after the show. They, you know, go their own separate ways. And I look at the window and I see this is Jenna's mother. Oh my God. Do not attempt to contact her again because she is a minor, and if you do, we will have the local police department set on you. I'm like, what the fucking? So Sai, like,
hilarious. Me, Mike, and Sean were just talking, and that is like, Jenna's like, thing was saying, Jenna's typing, and thinking, oh, it must be like,
yeah.
Some kind of like speech going, and then bam, there it was, and we're like,
wasn't Jenna
okay.
The one who was all like, oh, I think that's a sexy.
That's what she sounds like, too.
I can't remember because she was too busy going, be right back.
I didn't know what was going on. I was like, why is everyone BRBing? I was like, oh man, oh God. How do I react to this BRB?
Oh, getting off of this BRB.
Whoa.
BRB's so sexy.
That has a penis.
It's like a turned on Keroro. What the fuck is he
doing? A turned on Keroro? Bedroomized Keroro.
Oh, I love to BRB.
BRB
with you right now.
Okay, I found it. Okay, she will not be talking to or texting any of you ever again. If you try to notify her, I will have you turned over to the local police department. She is a minor. It's like, prison number one, like, have better control for what your daughter listens to and who she talks to on the internet, you raging thunder cunt.
This is why Liz and I are going out.
Exactly.
Hey, Mike!
Trunks, you haven't done one yet.
I kind of did.
That's right. You did the Spanish one. Well, you want a real one?
There's one you can do.
No. What the fuck? Whose fucking show is this? Whose name is on the door?
I thought this was the Turbo for hour.
No, it's me, obviously.
No. I want Mike to say. I want Mike to have this one.
It's Liz.
The
it's like
part.
A Liz, and the Liz is my show. I'm sorry.
There's a singing part.
Liz sponsors this Liz show. And, Herb.
And sometimes I.
Huh? Whatever, I don't care. Who wants this one? There's a singing part, so I thought.
Does anybody
Mike... want
to go who hasn't gone yet?
I guess
Masako!
I can do it.
No, he just went.
Go ahead.
Chuck Dowdy.
Can I do it, Karaki?
Go. Yeah. Do it.
Rocco.
Do it.
Do it. Go, go.
But I wanted to use my southern accent.
Okay,
no. Well, that's fine, too.
Well, she ute, hon. That sounds good enough, lol.
Well,
this is a song. Oh, sorry. Looking at it.
All right, Dave, go ahead.
A dear conspiracy theorist, look, Faggy McDickelstein, or Stein, if you want to be more technical, I get the fact you're paranoid and live under your mom's bed in constant fear with one of those little tinfoil hats on your head. But seriously, thinking the Red Cross is going to pocket all the donations and using nearly 10-year-old events as proof is fucking ridiculous. You're an asshat, Mr. Oh yeah, you're an asshat, Mr. Grunch.
You really are a dick. Your teeth are full of frothy cocks. Your underwear is full of cocks, Mr. Grunge.
You do it.
Welcome to a chow. It's like a rip out your ass.
Why I wouldn't sit next to you on an airplane if I had to sit next to you on an airplane. Yeah, get bent, fuck up, shoe, piss off, jump in a lake, jump off a cliff, and just all around, go away. Shelly yours.
BRB. Right. Can I do the next one, Si?
Oh, can you ever?
Oh goodness.
My. Oh my.
Oh, the Pokemon.
Oh my.
Oh, bear, whale, squids, dolphins, bird, and whatever other animals that have been personal fuck yous. Fuck you, okay? Seriously, getting old. Keep your fights off with Chow and settle this in the middle of the ocean with grenades and shotguns. You guys were lucky that we haven't sent our army out to kick all of your asses. Also, birds. I'm trying to fucking get us involved. You don't want to be. We'd rather party, gorsh. Hell, maybe once you guys solve your problems, you can join our party. Sincerely, the horses.
That's not funny. That will never be funny. It will never, ever be funny. There's not one instance that you put in any animal in a personal fuck you, and it will never be funny. Stop
that's
that.
That's it, Mario.
That ain't Animal Crossing.
We haven't gotten anything about the squids or octopi. We haven't gotten anything about, like...
Well, no, we have. They're boring.
Yeah. Oh, you delete that. Okay.
It's like, dear squid, blah, 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 like...
It's words. Words, words, words.
Need more math teachers.
I will destroy you. I promise.
Dear squids and math teachers.
So, let's see. Sean?
Dear dog, fuck you. You're dying. We got a waterfall of shit. They're making me vomit. I'm sick of cleaning up after you. You're shitting in the bathroom, which is closed, but then you shat in the kitchen, the bedroom on Shady Fox. It's not Shady Fox.
That ain't Fox. Okay.
Also, what must be 100% pure acidic piss is killed in my grass and Shady Fox. If you please pay a crew of Mexicans to remove the deadline and replace it, that'd be fan-fucking-tastic.
And how's Shady Fox.
Shady Fox. Not Shady Fox.
Okay.
Not a V.
Not a V, like the V's I take, but the F, like the F's I give.
Yes.
Or like the F that I am.
How many V's do you give, anyway?
Huh?
How many V's do you give, and does your girlfriend know?
Thousands.
Thousands?
Thousands?
Oh, yeah.
Betty.
I'm thinking garden gnomes. Can we hear a Creepy Dave? I haven't heard a Creepy Dave in a while.
It's true. Fuck.
All right, I have to find. I actually am running a little low on stock use. Okay, here we go. Okay.
More stock use, people. We need more stock use.
And if you're gonna write a stock use, please, for Christ's sake, get their names right, because it's Shady Fox, not Shady Fox.
Excuse me, Shady Kitsune.
I don't know if we read this or not, but I'm just gonna post it here anyway.
Oh no, we've not. Oh my god.
Whoa.
You can't be
dude,
serious.
Isn't this the chick from last week?
I think
maybe.
It might be.
I think it is.
It actually is.
It is.
It is.
You ready? You ready?
Oh no, she's come back to haunt him.
Do it. I need to listen to this.
She's a minor. We can't read this. She's obviously a minor, and we're gonna get.
We're gonna get arrested. That's
we're gonna get arrested for being too awesome.
Guilty as charged.
We radiate awesomeness, so we'd get arrested for giving them overexposure to awesomeness. They would die from it.
There is no price for awesomeness.
Only consequences.
Creepy Dave, go.
All right. Dear Shady Fox. Ooh. Or Vox.
Or Fox. Okay.
Dear Shady, interchangeable letter.
You are so cool to listen to. Your different voices.
You are different voices.
Hot and cool. I can see us in our dreams having all kinds of fun.
That means she's in yours.
Nice shanty, obviously.
I just love your sonic voice.
I just love you are sonic voice.
Oh, yeah.
You are sonic voice is so hot and super cool. I want to be the one that you can always turn
minor,
to.
Minor.
Censorship. It's cool for kids.
Bad touch.
Good touch.
You can always turn to when you need a shoulder to cry on. Hey, if you know what I mean. You're hot and nice.
That's the best combination. I want to go, well, I don't, but like a pickup line is like, hey, you're hot and nice.
Hot and nice.
Hey, you're hot and nice. I like you.
You want to come over and have a sleep? Damn it, Goku, what did I tell you about
this? And that's how Goku and Chi-Chi hooked up.
Yeah.
You're hot, you're nice.
You're cooking stuff. You want to marry me?
Yes, I do.
Take my penis.
That's Chi-Chi face.
Okay. Since we are technically on the internet here, and Trunks has asked me to do so. All right, there is a very fine difference between your, as in your, and your, as in your, apostrophe re, and you gotta like. Stop fucking mixing those up, okay? Seriously.
Yes, versus you are.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Fine line.
Versus like not, but just stop it. Stop it. Oh my god.
And it apostrophe s. One is.
You're not the boss.
One is.
I am now, motherfucker.
Anyways, you're not that boss. Can't we just all spell it your, Y-E-R?
No. Y-U-R.
All right, okay, let's finish this. Let's carry on. You're hot and nice. Let's go on to the next.
Let's get back to reading about how hot and nice I am, okay?
Go on, Dave, finish it up.
You're so hot and such a nice person. And I like it. And I like that about. Just. So, come, Shady Vox, make me love. Until it's hurt you hot stuff.
It's hurt you hot stuff.
Sounds like a 13-year-old wrote it.
It's hurt
I
you
love,
hot
stuff. I love someone someday. I hope that we can be married. Yeah. Did I read this last week?
I think we did, but it's still good.
It's even more important. It's even more important now.
Right. I remember Be Mary. I think we did this last week, but whatever.
Same one from last week.
Whatever.
I hope that you're right.
Be Mary.
I've got a title screen written up for this one. Boyfriend.
I love you. Be mine, boyfriend.
Be my boyfriend.
I love you, Shady. If I beat my boyfriend, Zeal Hail.
Can we be merry?
Can we be merry?
No, I mean like be merry, like the person.
Eat, drink,
like,
and
they
be
wanna
merry.
I want to be your Mary.
Okay.
Mine a fairy.
Doesn't usually involve operations.
Can we be my Anna Faris? Is there any for Creepy Shady?
The same one from last week.
I don't have stock use.
Okay, so then we don't have any stock use left.
Oh,
I'll find send one in more here somewhere.
People, send in more specifically so you can appreciate it. You want to do a Creepy Shady?
Stalk me, people. Stalk.
Well, like the stock ones, kind of like the stock ones are few and like I get a lot of them, but they're all retarded, so I just delete them. It's like, dear Shady, I sure do like your face. Blah blah blah. Like, okay, whatever.
Well, be creative. Cool. More creative. Chance right, on
I'm
the
on
show.
The second page so, now. I'm be like, I'm in.
Be creative and be
2010. I'm in motherfucking like personal stock.
Back
you.
Back in the past.
I have a personal stock you to Shannon. This is how old this is.
Oh,
whatever.
Wow.
Fuck it. Actually, it's not even that. It's like five lines. Sure, you can. This is all I have. This is all I've got, man.
I'll work. Shady, there you go.
I'll work with it. Okay.
Dear Shannon, na 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 na
stalking you. Na 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 na
I can't believe this actually was a good one. How did you
sincerely, not legal. Na 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 na
na na na na na na.
This week, like Shady has been explosive diarrhea and the Jaws theme.
Na 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 na.
Here comes Wonder Tits.
Wonder for the most wonderful tits around.
Wonder Tits.
Wonder Tits.
Titty powers activate.
Boobs.
Form of.
Not tits. Shape of.
I have an epic.
I have an epic too, Bjarbo.
I have an epic what, hon?
I have an epic stalk you. What I mean by epic is not as good. It's like a like five.
An epic.
I was really hoping that.
Why don't we split it up between all of us if it's super long?
Like a really long story.
Is it sing songy?
Oh my god, it's
half.
I told you!
That is a block.
That's a block.
Alright.
Can I share this one with somebody?
Could you cut it out, baby?
Yeah. Oh.
Everyone in the chat. Everyone in the chat will have a certain amount of time.
Just call it out. Just call a name out and be like,
yeah, so I call a name out for each sentence and give it to whoever you want.
Okay. Masako, start off.
Oh, God.
Dear Kubifer, let me first say how lovely I find your hair. So soft, so graceful, and so covered in my suit. I'm a foreign breather named Brian.
Mike!
And I specialize in teaching lovely people as you of the wonderful animal kingdom and the traditions of my homeland. First of all, let me do a small test.
Do you know why the cows go mama 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 moo?
Okay.
I think Dave drops, lol.
David.
Great.
John, somebody else.
Mike.
Because I bang it. I bang it good. Take it, you dirty cow.
Shady.
Take it in the ass.
Shady.
That's a tall order. I don't know.
In. Out. In. Out. In.
I can't help but notice your ear. You have a very fine ear, Kerberfer.
Thank you.
Yes,
God damn it, Shady Fox!
Yes, it's very sexy. Very tight.
Thank
can
you,
I
Mike.
Please fuck your ear, Kerberfer?
No, you
come
can't.
On, it will be fun. Brian loves fucking.
No, he does. I know.
Once I fucked, what do you call it? An albatross in the ass!
Oh, that's cool.
I fucked it real nice. Albatross was very sexy. Brian liked it very much. Brian went for hours.
The
in out!
Dave! Dave!
Shit. Where are we? Where are we?
Okay,
here we go.
On we go.
Okay, on we go.
Start with second paragraph.
Okay, on we go. Do you know, Kerberfer, why the owl goes, in the night?
No, I don't.
Come on, answer, please.
I don't know.
It's because I bang it, Kerb. I was fucking in the asshole, but very nice. Very
okay.
Good.
I see.
Sean!
To, not help himself.
Sean!
Okay, very good. Now, starting at that.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Brian could not help himself.
God damn it, John.
Sexy and also very, yeah. very soft. Yeah. Soft. Yeah. Like fucking.
What's the guy from Jurassic Park? I can't think of his name.
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum?
Oh,
Jeff Goldblum. That's what he's doing.
Also, the feathers were a bit sharp. Brian didn't mind.
No, about it.
Curb! Curb!
Come on, Curb, talk about how much you're gonna fuck yourself. have fun with it.
See, the feathers were a bit sharp, but Brian didn't mind. He fucked it anyways. In, out. In, out, take it, set your butter, birdie, ass.
I like how you're smacking something in the process.
Like, yeah, you take that in the ass. Oh, yes, sound effects.
We have something like sports. Oh, do you know why we love sports, Kerberfer? We play them with the balls. Oh, God, I'm always has to come back to soccer. Thank you, whoever wrote this, assholes. All day. Love it. Once in a high school, Brian had, what do you call it? Gymnastic. One day, Brian
Justin!
Oh, shit. Oh fuck! Oh, hold on, I just lost it.
Whatever it is.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Once in high school.
Yep.
Okay.
Once in high school, Brian had what do you call it? Gymnastics.
Gymnastics.
One day. Whatever.
Bro, I'm responding to you. Press on. Keep reading.
Oh, I'm sorry. One day, Brian was all alone in the shower, and the teacher came in and he was naked. Curb naked.
Oh,
suddenly,
okay.
Suddenly, the teacher, he dropped the soap, and he asked little Brian to pick it up.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what happened then, Curb?
No.
No?
No.
I fucked the soap, Curb!
Okay.
I banged it nice and hard, in, out.
Trunks!
Teacher was very surprised.
Yeah?
Brian liked fucking the soap. The soap was a very nice pussy. Oh, very wet. Very clean, too.
Yeah, soap tends to be clean.
He loved it. My lesson is almost complete.
Oh, good.
Only have one more question for you to answer.
All right.
Do you know why? Why?
Well, stop! Stop! Masako.
Do you know why the horse says hee 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 hee?
No, I don't. Please tell me. No.
It's the normal sound of a horse, Caberfay.
Oh.
Yes, it's the normal sound a horse makes.
Oh.
When I bang it, when I bang it, feels
gone!
Man.
Let me ride you. You naughty, dirty horse. In,
Mike!
Out, in,
Mike,
out.
Take us out!
In, out, in, out! Brian loves ponytaws. Ponytaw has a very big, what do you call it? Head. Brian
die.
Likes that. I really hope someday you will come to visit me in Pallet Town, Kerberfer. I still have a lot to teach you about the world of
Pokemon. I'm not legally allowed to do that, or I'll get sued.
Just remember to bring your sexy Pikachu, yours truly, Oak the Slut.
A little ponytail.
And little ponytail.
Wow. Hi, did you bring this?
And we're done.
Gotta catch them all.
Did you write this?
No! I don't know who wrote that.
Hey, Curb. Do you know why the Curb goes?
No, I do now because I think that's what I'm gonna be doing when this episode's over.
Because I'm dying.
Hey, do you know why the Sean goes?
Shut up, Sean.
Yes, sir.
So, we're turning into like one of those little preschool toys where it's like the little spinny wheel, and then it lands on the side. Guy says, "I love dick."
Yeah.
The Liz goes,
"Ah!"
Yeah.
And the Liz says, "I hate fan characters.
I hate everything."
The Dave goes, "CosplayDeviants.com."
Oh. The Shady goes, "How about a little help, Neos?"
You guys don't stop saying shit like that. Somebody's gonna like actually build one of those things.
Dude, I fucking hope so. That'd be amazing. I'll draw it if not. I'll make it for like a Flash thing, like a Flash game. I'm gonna do that now.
The Supersonic Van 420 goes BRB.
Oh,
so I have to
end
BRB.
Oh,
end it.
Oh, wait, yeah, didn't Curb have something?
Oh.
Yeah. No, well, it's technically a song.
What was the song?
Are we done? Do we not have time, or?
We're not recording
you,
anymore.
Oh, you
now
wanted a thing with the stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Are you still recording, or are we
yeah,
not?
Yeah, 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 fucking do it.
Record right. The whole thing. Oh, great. Okay, so this is, This is a song that is originally written by Tom Wilson, who is he was Biff Tannen in all the Back to the Future movies. He wrote a song called The Question Song, literally just simple as that.
Yes,
and
I love this.
I rewrote it into my own version.
Nice.
Which I have right here. I'm gonna turn my volume down so I won't like be distracted by you guys if you're laughing or anything. So
I'm gonna play I'm gonna put the guitar background music as well while I'm doing this. So, all right, here we go. This is the question song, as sung by Curb, originally written by Tom Wilson.
When I'm browsing around on the internet, there's a lot of different people that I now have met. They send a message when they click my name, and they start asking questions that are always the same. Hey, is there a TTA season 4? No, there isn't. Will there ever be a season 4? Probably not. Why won't you make a season 4? I don't want to, so stop asking me the questions. I went to a convention here in NYC. Occasionally a person will come up to me. They shake my hand and don't look me in the face. They just start asking questions to my disgrace. Hey, is there a Brawl Taunts 4? Nope. Will you do Brawl Taunts 4? Didn't write it. Why don't you do a Brawl Taunts 4? We don't want to, so stop asking me the questions. Well, if you don't want to make it yourself, hey, can I write it for you? I just want to help. Stupid ideas just fill their head. If you don't do it, then I will instead. But hey, can I do a voice in your cartoons? Get in line, pal. What kind of Flash program do you use? Flash. Well, can I have the something script? I don't care, so stop asking me the questions. What's Little Karibo like? He's British. Will Rena Chan write new cartoons? I doubt it. What's Ego Raptor up to now? How should I know? So stop asking me the questions. Is Parody Rangers getting any more? No, it's over. How about a Nintendo collab? If you pay me, how much money do you make less than you do? So stop asking me the questions!
Fantastic. Hey, what about GTA Season 5?
That has a distinct possibility of not happening.
Okay.
That's a very definite no.
How about TTA Forever?
And now to tell you the complete plot of Forever.
And I sent you the title for this one all the way. I mean, already, by the way.
What? You already made something?
I made one. It's awesome.
What,
you guys
what
see
am
it?
I calling it, Hans?
What is it?
What? Here, let me...
What are you
what
calling,
am I calling
this, episode? Because I bang it.
Because I bang it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when you're right, you're right.
When you're right, you're banging.
When you're right, you're banging.
When I'm right, I bang it!
When you're right, you're banging.
All right, okay, folks. So that's the end of the show. If you can, Shady Fox, we be merry. Yes, no, minor.
Fuck?
That's funny.
I'm awesome.
All right, hold on, so,
that is brilliant. So, Shady Fox, can we? Okay, let me explain this image to those who don't know.
Wait, wait till the episode goes up. Wait till it goes up.
You'll see it.
That's amazing.
Shut down, it.
I like this.
All right, okay. If you have a personal fuck you, send it to saguy@gmail.com. If you personal stalk you, send it to me as well. I'll read them. If they're funny, keep them kind of short. We don't like epics. So that's all the thing I have to say. Tune in next Wednesday at 7 o'clock for a brand new chow when all your favorite friends are coming around together. It'd be lots of fun. And if
high
you
five.
Want to tweet about and bug all your friends about how awesome we are, that would be good too. Do that shit. Yeah, whatever. Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, see.
Woo! Look at that.
Okay, we're not broadcasting anymore?
I have to get...
You can take a pencil.